Welcome to another episode of Stories, Tales, Myths, and Legends. My name is Nathan, and today I'm bringing you a story that was recorded by Albert D. Hessler from his interactions with the Yoruba people of Nigeria. It was collected in Hessler's book titled African Stories, which was published in 1930, and this story is titled The Origin of Death. I hope you enjoy. The Origin of Death. Long ago, there was no such thing as death. There was no crying. There was no disease. Everybody was well and happy. They did not know anything by the name death. One day, everybody was amazed when a man sickened and died. No one knew what to do with him. They decided that they would ask the sky what to do with him. They called a worm and said, "Go tell the sky that a man has died, and ask the sky what we should do with him." The worm went to the sky and said, "A man has died, and they have sent me to ask you what they should do with him." The sky said to the worm, "Go and tell them to take the corpse and hang it in the fork of a tree and throw mush at it until it comes back to life. When it comes back to life, no one else will ever die." The worm started back. A lizard named Agadzagadza ran ahead of the worm. He had heard everything that the sky had said. He wanted to deceive the people on earth. Agadzagadza, therefore, ran very hard. When he reached the village, he said, "The worm does not travel fast enough, so the sky sent me. The sky said that I should tell you that you should dig a grave, wrap the corpse in a cloth, and bury it in the grave." The people did as Agadzagadza told them. They dug a grave, wrapped the corpse in cloth, and buried it. Presently, the worm arrived. They scolded him and said, "Why did you not come back sooner? If the lizard had not come and told us what the sky said we should do, we would still be waiting for you." They told him what they had done to the corpse, as Agadzagadza had instructed them. The worm said, "Who sent Agadzagadza? The sky did not send him. You have taken his word and you have done what he said, but that's not what the sky said you should do. You accepted the wisdom of the lizard. What the sky told me is different from what you have done. The sky told me that I should come back and tell you to take the corpse, hang it up in the fork of a tree, and it would come back to life. The sky also said that when it came back to life, no one else would ever die. But now you have buried it. You had better take it back out of the grave and let us do what the sky said we should do." The men were overcome by laziness. And they said to the worm, "It is because you did not come back more quickly that we have already buried the corpse. Who wants to work at this anymore? We shall leave it. That is what we shall do. Our ancestors refused to do what the sky asked them to do. They followed the lie of Agadzagadza. Because of this, people still die. It is the crime that Agadzagadza committed against us." I hope you enjoyed The Origin of Death from the Yoruba people. If you enjoyed this story and want to hear others like it, please check out my previous episodes and subscribe to the podcast. I'll bring you another story, tale, myth, or legend soon. Thanks for listening. I would like to invite you to check out a podcast some of my coworkers at the library have put together. It's called The Book Isn't Necessarily Better. Roxanne and Michaela have a lot of fun talking about the different ways stories are presented and what they like and dislike about them. I did a guest spot covering The Princess Bride that I think you might enjoy. Go ahead and check it out. The Book Isn't Necessarily Better.